You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Livability, that is a loaded word that many cities like Sacramento are grappling with. From cost of living to education, economic opportunity, and public safety, there's a lot of meaning behind quality of life. For nearly 30 years, Valley Vision has worked to understand these complex and systemic issues across the Sacramento region. And Cap Radio has been a partner, reporting on Valley Vision's research to better understand and improve quality of life for all residents. This year comes with a new edition for Solutions. Next week, on Tuesday, October 4th, Valley Vision will be hosting its first ever Livability Summit at Sacramento State. It'll be a day with honest conversations about what an equitable neighborhood is, from homelessness to housing and building a more livable future for the next generation. We're joined by Evan Schmidt, CEO of Valley Vision, and keynote speaker Alicia John-Baptiste, who leads the Bay Area Urban Policy Nonprofit, SPUR. Welcome to Insight. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Vicky.
All right, Evan, starting with you, Valley Vision was founded in 1994. What is the mission?
Our mission is really creating livable communities in our region. So we're a nonprofit, we're a civic leadership organization, and we really focus on what we call the three E's. So that's advancing economic prosperity, social equity, and environmental sustainability. And we do that kind of co-equally around the region. I think this idea of livability really captures those values and speaks to what we're trying to create in our region, and that is a region where everybody has access to opportunities, access to basic needs and amenities, and a good neighborhood and place to live.
I can just imagine you've learned so much in the nearly 30 years since Valley Vision was created. I mean, what have been some of the most impactful pieces of work that resonates with you?
Well, one of the things we do at Valley Vision is support actionable research and advance that. So we've had a lot of different ways that we've learned about our communities and taken action on them. One of the major research tools that we have right now is our public opinion poll. And that's really the foundation for our Livability Summit as well. So we're able to go out to folks in the region and find out what are your perspectives on some of the major issues that affect your life. And then that really impacts the way we do our work and where we put our focus. And that's where we're going to start with the Livability Summit, is really looking at that data to understand what are people really thinking about and experiencing right now, and how can we come together as a region to take action on it.
All right, well, let's get to the Livability Summit. What will this add to all the work that Valley Vision already does?
Well, this really is kind of foundational to the work that we do, I think. When I think about community improvement and community development, which has been my entire career, I really, you know, I think it starts with things like connecting with people, building community where you are, and having dialogue together to advance solutions. So that's where we start. And that's where this event really starts for us, is how do we come together as communities, kind of bridge differences between us, come together at a time where there's been a lot of disconnection for people across our communities, and just start with that. Let's connect, let's look at the big issues, and let's dive in from there.
What are some of the key issues that, through your research and your polling, keep coming up, and how will they be addressed at the summit on Tuesday?
Yeah, great question. So I don't think it's a huge surprise for people to hear housing affordability. That's a huge issue. People identified homelessness as a huge issue. We're also looking at issues of safety and belonging in neighborhoods. Economic equity, huge issue for people right now. So I think, you know, those issues that are really touching people's lives every day are the things we're going to be talking about. But one of the focus is going to really look at what are the ways that it's impacting different people differently? Because that's really very real for people in the communities across our region.
Yeah. And you're inviting, you know, members from some of the most underserved communities, you know, in our region that have historically been neglected, and actually listening to them, in addition to having, you know, research and having data, but actually having those honest conversations about how it impacts and shapes their everyday life.
Absolutely. One feature of the event is really zeroing in on one of those kind of historically marginalized and disinvested neighborhoods in North Sacramento. So talking to the people that live there and some of the community leaders who are working to improve that neighborhood, what are they experiencing? What does livability mean to them? What do they love about their neighborhood, and what do they really want to change about it? So I do think zeroing in on those community voices and really thinking about day-to-day experience is a really important part of this.
And which is right up Valley Vision's alley. You're going to have a new poll about livability. It's going to debut on Tuesday. But what can you tell us about it?
Well, it is focused on those major issues that we just talked about. It's the livability poll. So it's the questions about how are things happening in your quality of life and what's impacting people on the day-to-day. So this idea, for example, of neighborhood amenities, having feelings of belonging in your neighborhood, having access to opportunities and education, these are all things that will be featured in the poll, as well as some of the big issues that I've already talked about, like economic circumstances, affordability of your home, and other things. We're also zeroing in on, do you think this region is a good place to live? Do you want to raise a family here? Do you want to retire here? Is this a good place to grow up? So those are all, I think, also important questions.
Yeah, and they're hard questions, but necessary for our community and our region. Given that the summit is also going to be looking at the connection between the Sacramento region and the Bay Area, what led to this part of the summit?
Well, that's really what Alicia's bringing as our keynote speaker. And I think that when we think about our communities here in Sacramento, more and more, there's just a lot of interconnectivity with the whole Northern California region, including the Bay Area. So if we're talking about housing affordability, what's happening in the Bay Area plays a big role in what we're experiencing here. So, you know, going into the future, we aren't just a series of kind of insular different communities. We really are all connected. And when you look at the connections of our workforce and our transportation systems and our housing circumstances, we all really rely on and depend on each other thinking about quality of life.
Yeah. Alicia, that brings me to you. You're the keynote speaker. Tell us about the nonprofit SPUR.
So SPUR is an urban policy and urban planning organization. It's about 100 years old and very similar to Valley Vision. We're focused on those same three E's: economic prosperity, social equity, and environmental sustainability. And we do our work through research, education, and advocacy. We ask the question, what would it take to create a region in which all people can thrive? And then we do research to understand what those paths forward can be. And we advocate to make that happen.
Mm. How does the Sacramento region's experience track against the Bay Area? Is there some, I don't know, foreshadowing, or do you see some parallels? I would imagine you do.
I think it's incredibly similar. The San Francisco Chronicle just released this incredibly extensive poll just in the past few weeks where they asked residents of San Francisco what was on their minds. And what people highlighted are the exact same things that came through with the Valley Vision poll: questions of affordability, concerns with homelessness, concerns around economic inequality, environmental concerns, feelings of not being safe in the community. And so, you know, from my perspective, part of what's important about having these conversations is that the decisions that we make inside the boundaries of our own community, even our own neighborhood, have these ripple effects across into other communities. And I think some of the decisions that the Bay Area has made to, for example, not build the amount of housing that we actually need as a region is having repercussions for the Sacramento region as people move to Sacramento, either for affordability or, you know, with work from home taking root, just to have a different sort of lifestyle. And so it's all very interconnected. And I think a lot of the mistakes that the Bay Area has made are ones that offer a cautionary tale for the Sacramento region.
Given that you had a nonprofit that's centered on public policy to solve some of the most pressing urban issues in the Bay Area, with that perspective, how instrumental is research and polling from organizations like Valley Vision to create solutions, which involves collaborating, and that can be easier said than done?
I think it's absolutely critical. I think that oftentimes those of us who live in a place have our own ideas about what's causing the problems that we experience or the challenges that we experience. And it's only when we start to talk to other people that we get a broader perspective on what the diversity of experience is in a place and what might be sort of driving different experiences. So that kind of connection to others and understanding multiple points of view is really, really important. It's also really critical that we come together as we think about how to move forward, because I might have all kinds of great ideas about what I think is going to fix the problem. But if nobody agrees with me, if nobody's coming with me, it doesn't really matter. So I really appreciate what Valley Vision is doing next week with this summit and inviting all kinds of different voices into the same room to start to build that connectivity, because to me, that's the most essential component of making change going forward.
Given that you also have a background in local government, what do you think people should better understand when it comes to the challenges of going from a cautionary tale to actually accomplishing livability for all residents?
A couple of things. One is that we have largely set up our government to function as a body that stops bad things from happening, rather than as a place of innovation and driving sort of creative and positive change. And if we expect that from government, we need to actually give government different tools. I think the other component of this is that so much of what we experience today, particularly in the realm of affordability, is a result of decisions that have been made consistently over the course of the last 50 years, even generations, where we've said we're not going to build the amount of housing that we need, for example. And so the solutions will also take time, and we have to be able to stay with the process long enough to see those solutions take root, which means that ultimately what we need are bridging strategies. And I think some of what we've been seeing through the COVID experience, where government has been able to experiment with how different ways to support people, points us in a direction of what we can do as we are sort of driving these longer term structural solutions forward.
Given that SPUR has been around for a century, with that long view range of hindsight, what gives you optimism looking forward?
I think that we have come through a period of time as a society where we have sort of collectively had to grapple with the reality and the truth of our experience in a way that perhaps was a little bit hidden to us prior to the pandemic. And that has brought more people into the mindset of saying, we absolutely demand transformative change. We heard that a bit in your prior segment in the conversation around reparations, where people are saying, we demand transformative change. And it is with that sort of passion and sort of force of will that we actually can make significant differences going forward.
Evan, this is the first ever Livability Summit for Valley Vision. In terms of outcomes, actionable outcomes, what do you want attendees to take away come Wednesday, a day after the summit?
Yeah, well, I love Alicia's answer about transformative change. And I think we are in this tumultuous time, and our hope is that that can lead to some transformational change. And I think when I think about the outcomes of the Livability Summit, keeping in mind it's a one-day event, but I do think that that ability to make connections one-on-one with people, to hear diverse opinions, to maybe bring about some new perspectives for people is a really important piece of that. I think our ability to come together and have these conversations and kind of start at a baseline of this is where we're at and what do we want to do from here is the first step to transformative change. And I hope that this event helps catalyze some things and helps, move that along. For Valley Vision, just planning the event and the people that we've engaged with to do it has helped move us along. It's really opened up some new conversations and some new ideas about follow-up on these really important issues. So this event and this work will continue to shape the work that we're doing in the year to come, to shape our research agenda and the types of conversations that we're trying to facilitate out in the community.
And the people that are participating, they're not only organizations, they're members from the community. We even have youth participating as well at the summit. The fact that people want to show up and participate, what does that signal for you?
It's very promising for me. I think we've worked really hard to make sure that this is an event that bridges across people and bridges across issues. So we've been very intentional in our outreach to bring about diverse people to this event and to really bill it as a community event. It's not just for civic leaders. It's not just for those that are already really engaged. It's hopefully an open door to get more engaged. And so that's a really important piece of it for us. We've also tried to design in a lot of interactive elements, a lot of opportunity for dialogue around the table. I hope all of those things will help bring about new perspectives for people and very, very open conversations.
Well, if people are listening and they want to attend, what should they know?
They can register. So go to our website at www.valleyvision.org and check it out.
Yep. And it's Tuesday, October 4th, pretty much all day from like 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. with food included.
So that's right.
Evan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
And Alicia, nice speaking with you.
Thank you, Vicky.
Evan Schmidt is the CEO of Valley Vision, and Alicia John Baptiste is the keynote speaker and leads the Bay Area urban policy nonprofit, SPUR. Next week, on Tuesday, October 4th, Valley Vision will be hosting its first ever livability summit at Sacramento State, and I'm going to participate as well. Tickets are still available for the all-day event. We have a link on our Insight page. Still ahead, Aaron Judge may be with the New York Yankees, but his roots are in Linden, his small hometown in the Central Valley. We'll talk about the San Joaquin County native's historic season and how he is one swing away from breaking a home run record set more than 60 years ago. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.